In the beginning, space out your shows. Play a market once a month, max.
Respectfully, I disagree. Hear me out. So I remember when I first started playing shows when I was like a 16, 17 year old kid in like a pop punk band, I talked to this club promoter who said the same exact thing. Don't exhaust your audience, which sounds true. And then I started a record label when I was in my early 20s, and it was mostly just a bunch of DIY, more punk, indie, math rock, emo, stuff like that. And I realized that the bands that I loved working with were the ones that were playing all the time. Like specifically the first band that I signed was this band called Two Knights, like with a K, Knights, like the little chess pieces. Like a math rock emo indie outfit, and they were playing shows nonstop. The first time I ever saw them, they were playing at this like DIY punk venue in Fort Worth, Texas, back when I lived in Texas. And then like two nights after that, get it, two nights, they were playing like some random church thing. And then like a couple nights after that, they were playing like this local band showcase. And then the night after that, they were playing like a house show. And I remember talking to him about like the pace of like how often they were playing, and talking to Parker about it. He was just like, you know, we just want to get in front of people. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to even be at a venue. We just want to go play where people are. And that was the light bulb moment for me. It was like, oh, you're playing where people are. It doesn't necessarily have to be the venue or the right stage or anything like that, or, you know, shows that you even have to promote. You're just finding where people go, and then you're playing in front of where people are. And that really worked out for him. Like, the record that we had released for him did pretty well, and then they actually moved on to another local label for their next record. And then eventually they put out a record on Count Your Lucky Stars and toured the country, and like that was really awesome to see those guys succeed. But it was one of those things where I was like, oh no, they're one of the hardest working bands that I have ever worked with. And they had been that way since I met them when they were like 17 year old kids.